The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at KCNRradio.com. Today, the 4th of June, 7:05 in the morning, and the news top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here with me. And national days today, buddy?
It's a national cheese day.
It was just National Cheese Day the other day, I thought.
It's National Safe Day. Like, just not like safe you put stuff in, but just...
Just being safe, safe today? Okay.
It's National Hug Your Cat Day. So if you have a cat, hug your cat. National... Old Maids Day.
Old Maids. Is that the game or just... old maids.
An old maid.
An old maid, okay.
National Cognac Day, so if you like cognac, like Hennessy or something like that.
Tennessee.
Hennessy, like...
oh, cognac.
Cognac, there you go.
Cognac, okay, buddy. You had me. Okay, now, yeah, cognac, yeah. A little cognac, finish your day up. Or in some cases, start your day. All right. Today, sunny and hot, the high near 97. Tomorrow, 97, but it starts slowing down. They're getting cooler on Saturday, but we're down back in the 80s, high 80s for Saturday and Sunday. Monday, slight chance of rain, and with a high near only 80 on Monday. Tuesday, it starts going back up again to 82, and then Wednesday, 84. So, next 2 days, very warm, and then starts cooling off, and then by Monday, it gets really cool. Well, considering it's 80 degrees. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Founded close to 30 years ago by Chuck and Judy Kenny, they are still providing outstanding service to their customers. Three generations of the Kenny family work in there. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, other payment plans. They are locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. That's Shasta Gain. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. I got an email yesterday from one of our listeners, was a little perturbed with me because I didn't have, it wasn't just, you know, full on election coverage. And he says, election, not the Renaissance Fair. Okay. You know, you have a point. And I answered him, and, you know, I mean, it was cordial. It wasn't like, you know, I'm going to burn the studio. But here's what it is. The day of the election, the day after the election, the results, we gave the results out several times. And here's, and the problem with it is, it's only a part of the results that have come in. And there has not been an update in over 24 hours that I can find. It's still at 4 o'clock in the morning on the 3rd. And well, today it's the 4th. It's been 24 hours. I thought they could, you know, throw some more out there, which they haven't, which is a little concerning for here in Shasta County. And that's the one, of course, those are the elections that affect us the most, is the ones that touch us right here. So right now, Measure B is strongly leading. I don't know if they could catch up with the remaining. You know, it seems like there's about half the ballots counted. So you still got 50%. So, but Measure B seems to be way in front. And this is going to, and when it passes, and it looks like it will, it appears that it goes against state law. And with that, and proponents say, well, make, you know, let's take it to court. And we may find out we have the right to do this. Okay. But it will go to court. And it could be overturned. I guess there's a chance that they can say, well, you know what? We need to vote like this. Now, there's a measure on the November ballot to show ID, which is a part of this ballot, that you have to show ID when you vote. And that seems to be garnering a lot of approval from the voters. And I see nothing wrong with that. So we'll see what happens with that one. Now, supervisor races, Gallagher is still ahead of Kellstrom. Reznor still had a cry, and, you know, and with that, but you still got a lot of votes to count. I, you know, you can't even make, you can say it's leaning in that way, and it's, it looks favorable, say, for Reznor, who's got like a 53%. As of yesterday, at, you know, 4 a.m., nothing as from past that. And I'm going to go back and check that. But when I looked at, I'm looking at it right now. Let's just say for Reznor, it says updated June 3rd, 2026 at 4 a.m. in the morning. So this is the 4th. It's been 24 hours, and there hasn't been anything new updated. And if it has, please, somebody come in, give me a call. But Jason, I appreciate that email because you care, and you care about what's going on in our community, as we all do. But I can't predict. I can just say what I have right now. Now, there are questions. Joanna Franceschi seems to be leading, with a semi-wide margin there. Is she going to change? What are the things that she would change if she gets elected that Clint Curtis is doing now? Is she going to change the transparency? Is she going to take out the cameras? Are they going to go back to where they're blocking off people from being able to watch how the votes are being cast? Are they going to go back to the people having access to all the ballots? Are they going to go, I mean, you know, things that the ROV had been doing for years. And up until, what, 4 or 5 years ago, there had been no pushback. So we'll see. But the only one that can answer that is Joanna. And I'm not going to have any of the new elected officials or ones that are incumbent that win, I'm not going to have them on until after everything is settled here. And that could take 10, 15, 20 days. So, but I do appreciate your care and that you wanting, Jason, you know, about that. The elections are important, but right now it's just speculation, even though it's kind of leaning in directions. And there were some surprises. There were some that weren't surprises on this. I thought Measure B would just blow through there, which it seemed to have. Reznor, now this is, from the 3rd, June 3rd, nothing's changed, you know, in election results. She was running ahead of Cry 54% to 39%. All the precincts are reported, but there's still a lot of ballots to be counted. Gallagher ahead of Kellstrom. I was kind of surprised about that. And not by a lot, by like 300, but there's lots of ballots to be counted. Leslie Morgan blew through there with 100% because no one else ran against her. I can't have a guess. I think, you know, she could walk in and I don't know if I'd recognize her. County Clerk, Franceschi, at 4 o'clock on the 3rd, was leading by about, 10 points, I think. And, you know, those are, you know, but we have so many ballots that still have to be counted. All right. Let's take a quick break. I'm going to come back and talk about certain things that have happened, like the War Powers Act and some more on that. Some more, you know, I can read what's been printed, but it shows nothing different. What it does show, however, is that Steve Hilton is, you know, kicking butt out there. But this is just the primary, and we'll be right back.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palace Eagle locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Join us at Overtime to enjoy a large variety of beer, wine, and spirits. We're doubling down with not one, but two daily happy hours. Kick your weekend into high gear and join us on the dance floor every Friday and Saturday when we have our live bands and DVJs from 9:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. For complete details on entertainment and drink specials, visit WinRiver.com. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Business is booming at Reading Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Reading Heating and Air. Visit ReadingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Reading Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. We got a, we have a source who said there's like 37,000 ballots left to count. And there's been like 23,000 ballots had been counted by 3 p.m. on June 3rd. That's about 20% of registered voters. That doesn't mean all the registered voters, you know, voted, of course. But we heard about 37,000. Plus, they had a big power outage at midnight the other night also. Power came back on. I've got two tickets here to the Celtic Summer Concert. It's going to be this Saturday at the David Marr Theater. These are $35 tickets we're giving away. I'll give away two of them to the first person that calls 530-605-4567. It's going to be not just the pipes and drums. It's going to be Irish music with flutes and guitars and then, I'm sorry, Scottish music. It's going to be an Irish pub band is also going to be there entertaining, and the Scottish sword dancers where they dance with, you know, they're carrying swords and they put them on the ground. You see them and they dance around them. All of that. at the David Marr Theater. It starts at 7 p.m. and doors open at 6. And these are, like I said, $35 tickets. I'm giving away two of them to the first person that calls 530-605-4567. Okay. Wow. Okay. What's the next thing we got going here? The House passed a resolution about the War Powers Act. House votes to end war in Iran. So, and what's going to happen after that? And what it said, and I had Republicans join this too. And what it means is the 215 to 208 vote, which by the way, it's mostly symbolic, marked a new period of congressional unease and an impasse in the peace negotiation. Four Republicans joined with Democrats to support a resolution asserting the legislative branch's war authority and blocking further hostilities in the region. And the Senate did that about 2 weeks ago. And so let me see here. And, of course, one of the guys voting was Massey of Kentucky, who lost his seat this year because of voting with Democrats on several other occasions, too. And let me see. It doesn't have any immediate implications. It just means to it just says that we don't want to let Trump to continue running the war. It doesn't, they're not cutting off money. They're not doing anything else right now. So, what's it mean? We're not sure right there. Okay, did you know there was a hostage situation here in California yesterday? In Bakersfield, 41-year-old man held 10 people hostage at an office building in Bakersfield. And, it was a bomb threat. The man said he had a bomb. He had all these people in there. The negotiation started. They got the release of two hostages. And it ended at about 4:20 a.m. when the suspect was killed by a police officer. I imagine there was a dedicated marksman for that.
Yeah, I said an FBI agent, actually.
Oh, it was an FBI agent? Did
yeah.
It? Okay, they brought in somebody. 60 Minutes. And we talk about imploding. 60 Minutes has lost two or three of its correspondents. And the latest is this guy named Scott Pelley. He's been on there for a long time. He was fired after he got into a verbal confrontation with the incoming executive producer and the news chief. And soon after that, he was given his walking papers. 60 Minutes is going through a lot of changes. They're being accused of holding stories because they were unfavorable to the, you know, to the Trump administration. And the CBS chief said, well, we're holding them because you don't have any sources, which kind of makes sense as opposed to just throwing something out there with one source, you know, about having two or three sources. So 60 Minutes, which has been on forever. Before you were born, Ben, I'm sure. I remember, gosh, you ought to look that up. See how long it's been on TV. It's been a long time. And stock markets are continuing to push. And, you know, the governor's race, it's interesting. Hilton.
1968.
Yeah.
What is that? September 24th, 1968 was their first episode.
Yeah. So, what's that, almost 50 years? No, almost 60 years there. Okay. The governor's race is very interesting, but so is the L.A. mayor's race. Karen Bass, I mean, it should have been a walkover, has been going against Spencer Pratt. Now, Spencer Pratt, if you've never heard of him, they always tie him into a reality show from like 10 years ago when he was like a contestant on it. But he's a Republican, and he is hammering Bass with his social media, and incredibly so. And they're funny. He has, I mean, his whoever's doing that, running his AI and social media, I mean, they are putting things out there that are hilarious. But the other thing they're hitting on, where, you know, take a look at L.A. It's, you know, the fires in the Pacific Palisades, no water in the pipes. They're hiring of people that had, you know, they're putting them in very important positions in the fire department, and they had no background. The homelessness, the amount of money being spent on that and no results, crime, quality of life. He just goes on and on. And Bass is saying, you know, her stuff says, oh no, we're doing really well and it's working. Well, and Pratt goes back and says, it's working. LA, go out and walk around your streets. Tell me it's working. So this is interesting. It looks like it's going to go to a runoff. And, so they'll both be on the November ballot. At least that's the way it looks like right now. And that should be interesting to see if LA can get over it, you know, over the fact that she's a Dem and he's a Repub. And can they get, is it time for change? And if he's voted in, it tells you a lot about where California is right now. But just the fact that he's where he is must have a lot of the old core Democrats starting to question. You know, maybe some of the things we're doing here is not resonating with the voters. Spending $27 billion on homelessness and not have one way of measuring it. If it's working, how about the high-speed rail? You ought to bring that back up again in a proposition and see how, you know, see if the people want to keep it. And because I have a feeling that it would just, this time around, it would be decisively defeated, yet and we still spend billions on this thing that's just not going to work. So, there are so many things like that. What else? Well, let's just take a break. Let's take a break. My next guest here is already, and we'll get started on that with Dave Cockrell. So we'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Redding Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting pinwheels.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, We have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, RC here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise. Grown, fermented, and aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
We started singing bye bye, Mr. American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Then good old boys.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Bob. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in town. Great people. Rebecca, Henry, Leonard running that place. Leonard started over 30 years ago. Locally owned, locally operated. And the only watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers, all right here. In our town, been voted best in the North State 4 years in a row. A super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. The only place that Linda shops for jewelry is at Four Winds Jewelry. And Linda knows her jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, kind of across the street from CR Gems. And open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Something that we all need to know before I get to our guest. They had a mass gathering of people dressed like Marilyn Monroe in Palm Springs. 1,037 people showed up dressed like Marilyn Monroe. The wig, white dress, men, women, gays, trans, black, white. They all showed up, and they set a new Guinness World Record. So of having 1,037 people dressed up like Marilyn Monroe and where she started, it was in celebration of her 100th birthday, May 30th. And that's where she signed her first contract, $120 a week and a $20 bonus.
I do have a question.
Okay.
Did they have a Subway?
Did they have a Subway?
Yeah, remember that scene?
Oh, no, yes. They had the statue, that iconic statue of her. She's standing over the Subway, and her dress is blowing up, and she's holding the dress down. That was there. And from that was the statue depicting the film legend and her famous scene in The 7-Year Itch.
Yes.
And each of them dressed like her, wearing a blonde wig, white dress, items that were provided by the Palm Springs Pride, organizers of the party. So, okay. You know what? There is fun left in life. You know, what can we do here? Well, we have the longest continuous, we get the most people kissing at one time. Just a thought. Hey, I'm here with Dave Cock from Ambets.
Ambets.
And yeah. What is Ambets?
Okay, Ambets is American Veterans. It was established during World War II.
Uh-huh.
And they've had the bus. They just got back from it. I haven't viewed it. I've been pretty busy with other veterans organizations.
Uh-huh.
Basically, the Fleet Reserve Association, 40 and 8, American Legion, local posts. And one of the things I need to address is we're going to have to get out more in the community, what we do for the community, as well as veterans. I've been getting phone calls from next of kin asking if I'm a certain organization, I have to say no, but what's your problem? Well, they have a veteran that passed away, and they don't know what avenue to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I give them the local county veteran service office. I said, that's your first step.
Yeah.
And if you have any problems, you can call me back. And that's some of the things. And our local posts, we do transportation for veterans, and we don't really they don't have to belong. They're a veteran. And my wife, who was an Army veteran, worked for the VA. She always said that to us, they're her veterans. And I understand that. By joining the veterans organization, you are protecting the benefits, past, present, and future. I have a whole bunch of legislation that's affecting veterans that I have to review, and I'll be sending that out to the local veterans that I have contact with. And don't ask me which ones they are. There's about 20 or 30 of them I have to review.
Well, you know, you think that the government would take care of the veterans, and that's not always necessarily true.
No, they'll pass
a law that restricts, you know, sometimes. And I can't figure that out, why they would do that. Other times they do things that will benefit veterans. And you'd like to think that most of those would. But some of them will have an impact on veterans. You know, I mean, there's taxes, there's, you know, maybe changes to the GI Bill, all these kind of things. But
well,
like you said, you've got, and the medical course is huge, and you've got like 20 bills that you're looking at. Right now.
I have to look at. And the other thing is, a lot of people don't know that in the past, and this is quite many years ago, veterans took the government, tried to sue the government for benefits that they were promised. And what did the government say? Yes, we promised them to you, but we did put it in stone. Therefore, it's denied. So, and you have
it
to
wasn't
look
at, in wasn't in writing.
Yeah, was, I mean, it doesn't matter. They just,
that's what they, you know, right. Yes, we said we'd do this, but we're not. Yeah.
We're not. So what the veterans organization, they fight for those benefits that they were deserved. There's, you know, being aboard ship, granted, I was not in actual combat. I was in a combat zone. Luckily, I was not, injured. I got injured playing sports. And that's, I have a lot of stories about football against the Marines, but anyway, that was an interesting.
You mean you showed up?
Yeah. Well, Marines are huge, and if you don't think so,
they're either huge and mean like Rottweilers, or they're lean and mean like Dobies.
Yeah,
so we take our football, we take our rugby seriously.
Yeah,
especially against another service.
Yeah. I guess maybe because it was payback against the Navy. I don't know.
Ever since you left us at Guadalcanal.
Well, so anyway, yeah.
1943. Yeah. No, we have a long memory. I'm seeing things that what we're talking about is the benefits for veterans that they've earned while on active duty. And your football injury was on while you're on active duty doing sports, but it was on active duty, it was organized. And so you got banged up on it. And here it is years later, we've got to take care of you.
Yeah. Well, I ended up in the hospital.
Yeah. Well, I had one of my sergeants end up in the hospital. They just took his knee out. And I think he probably got medically discharged after that because it was pretty bad. And from playing football. Organized tackle football with, you know, everything.
Well, it was flagged.
From our regiment.
It was flagged. I played. But I'll tell you what, flag is just as rough as tackle without the equipment.
Can be. But the thing is that he will always have treatment for that knee as long as he lives because of the damage done while he was on active duty. You know, it's not like just being wounded. A lot of times it's... like Agent Orange. I mean, Agent Orange, of course, the veterans from the Vietnam era are getting pretty old. But they're finding something new every year that Agent Orange caused. and it's, you know, the gift that keeps on giving. It, there's a variety of other things that have happened since then. The burn pits.
Yes, a lot. There's a lot of stuff there.
Yeah.
You don't understand. It, you could be serving in the States.
You could be subject to in Podunk, Alabama for 4 years, and you still get the, you get the exact same, benefits that a four-time, five-time combat deployment veteran gets.
Well, yeah, because we didn't know what we were exposed to. One veteran who was a Marine was told that, was it Camp Lejeune?
Well, yeah,
Camp Lejeune.
The water.
He was told you shouldn't have drank the water. Well, aboard ship, the water tasted like fuel. Where was they going to drink? The seawater?
Well,
no, you drank whatever was available.
Well, what Dave's telling you is that the in Camp Lejeune for about 30 years, and they finally, you know, they really got serious about it and found that the water was tainted. Underground, all the water sources were contaminated, and there was high levels of cancer and other diseases from people who had drank the water at Camp Lejeune. And if you were there for 30 days.
Yeah, it didn't take long.
No, I said if you were there for 30 days, you had to get tested, or, you know, it could have an effect on you. So, I mean, I think we all cycled through Camp Lejeune. I mean, I know I've spent, you know, a month or two on it. And, or more than that, probably like 6 months, you know, off and on.
And,
after boot camp, we went there, you know, so, for infantry training.
So a lot of veterans, we do not know what we were exposed to. And the term G.I. Joe, well, it's government issue. We were property of the government. I have, stories about individuals that got sunburned and were put on report for destruction of government property. I mean, that's how we are affected. And you do not know what you're exposed to. I didn't know what I was exposed to aboard the ammunition ship. And I had some of my crew throwing this white powder on me. I says, do you know what you're playing in? And they said, no. So I have no idea what I was exposed to or that these individuals throwing this powder on.
Well, they were ships, and the ship's companies or crews, they were denied Agent Orange for a long time because they were not in country. And then they found out that Agent Orange was so prevalent, it was out, you know, it was in the rivers. Rivers went out in the ocean. Ships would take the water out of the oceans and, you know, and the desalination machines to provide water for the crews, but it wouldn't take out the Agent Orange. But it took them years to figure that one out.
Well,
and because there were so many Navy guys, wait a minute, I've got the same symptoms as guys in country for Agent Orange. Well, then they discovered.
Well, yeah. I didn't realize that Guam. I often wondered, who's out cutting this grass when I don't see anything, but it was always short. Well, guess what? When they wanted to get rid of the jungle, what did they spray?
Agent Orange.
Agent Orange.
Oh, they were still using it in Okinawa years later, too, I was told.
So.
Okay, I'm here with Dave Cockrell, and member of AmVets. We're talking about the benefits that were, well, they're now they're guaranteed, they're in writing. But the benefits that go to our veterans is not, you know, but there's always changes coming in. You know, oh, gosh, we need to cut this back or we need to expand that. And the organizations, AMVEC, AMVET, American Legion.
Fleet Reserve Association.
Yeah, Fleet Reserve, well, Military Officers Association, all of these are, you know, one voice may not make a difference, but. Now these are millions of voices that go back into D.C.
So,
through their lobbyist to watch this is to and even if you don't participate, joining makes a big difference.
And also save the programs. I have maybe 5 years left. I'm getting up there in age, and I know that my object is to protect the benefits past, present, and future. And I need to have some individuals step up, especially if you look at AMVETS. We do a essay contest to schools. Well, if we don't get younger veterans to participate, that program is going to go out, American Legion, Boy and Girl State. If we don't get younger veterans in to support these programs, and if you ever want to know what these programs are, I suggest you go on the internet and look up Boys Nation. And what it is, they teach them the Constitution. How much does our youngers understand our Constitution and how it was implied and way it's supposed to work? And when you go to Boy State, what happens is you're actually doing the Constitution. Right now, their constitution they're using is the state of California as an example. They build a city, they build a county, they build an actual nation, and they run for office just like they do in the public. So they're learning exactly what the government is. And you'll find, and I can't be political, but I found there's, we have congressmen people who do not understand the Constitution. They violate it. And that is our law. If you don't follow the Constitution, you're in violation of the U.S. government's law.
Okay. I'm here with Dave Cockrell. We've got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All of your insurance and financial needs under one roof. That's right. When Judy started her company back in 1993, insurance and now financial management. Now, all of our experts, all of our professionals are in one office there at 1378 Hilltop Drive. So you can talk to an insurance expert or financial matters expert just by giving them a call at 530-221-0441. Now, it's not Judy's first rodeo. She's been helping people for a long time. Maybe you need a second opinion on your insurance plans, your whether you're, maybe you can't get insurance because of the cost or they've canceled in your area. Well, give Judy a call because she finds insurance for everybody. Also, maybe another review of your financial, your 401s in that. It's free. It's a free review and evaluation. And you can either take the advice or not. And maybe they're going to tell you, hey, everything you're doing is great. And that's the way it's, you know, and so continue onward. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Again, 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. And we'll be right back.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, for someone that needs to move quickly or something like a job transfer, well, what steps can you take to make sure that their home gets sold fast and for the most money?
Sean, that is an excellent question. We actually have three ways that we'll approach that. One is we actually as an office have what's called an instant offer. So if you need it sold fast, we can do it really fast. But the truth is if you want to maximize your selling price and get done quickly, then it actually means that you're going to want to sit down, identify a marketing plan, talk about what to do to prep your home for sale, and then be really clear on two things, your time frame and the price, because those two things merging together is ultimately going to equal your outcome. So having that kind of conversation in advance will go a long ways.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to ReddingHomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody calls to say Lions. Your Lions putting on the wrist. Cool blast hitting heat. That's the piss. No more fits. No more sweating buckets. No freezing bits. Oh, Lions putting on the wrist.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance
at 2212-642.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billy, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Enjoy fun with the whole family with Reading balloons and face painting by Squishy Doodle. Come down to the 19th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 14th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Some folks are born, made to wave the flag, cool their red, white, and blue.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's going to be hot today with a high near 97, and tomorrow 97, it starts cooling off. It's going to be warm these 2 days, and with also wind gusts, it could be as high as 23 miles per hour, just to make it better. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. I'm talking to Dave, and this article came across, and it's about veterans. George Washington, who you served with, didn't you?
Yeah. You're
pretty old, right? How was Valley Forge? Was it as bad as
cold.
They said?
Cold. Real cold.
You know, Washington kept meticulous diaries, and he kept one, and he talked about this beer that he drank with the recipe. It's called small beer because it had a low alcohol beverage that everybody drank in the 18th century because it was safer than imbibing potentially contaminated water. So these people made it. It's made out of bacon, molasses, hops, water, and yeast. So they redid the recipe, this brewery there. And people that drank it said, oh, you know, it's sweeter than we're used to, and a little more thicker, but it was good. So they've started making, based on that, they've made some beer, small batch. Anyway, when you think about it, they couldn't drink the water because it was contaminated, or they were afraid it was contaminated, and it camped the germ for 30 years. We drink contaminated water. We should have been drinking beer.
Yes.
There. Yeah. Raise your kids on small beer.
Have you ever been to Valley Forge?
No.
Oh, geez. There's they're called, what do you want to call it, little huts. They're very small. I think four to them. And, of course, it being snowed in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
horrible.
I can imagine it was miserable.
You know, when you think about it, that all of our wars, you know, we've gone from that. And living in huts and starving to death, dying of disease. More people died of disease in the Civil War than were killed. And we had a bunch of people killed. You know, 1.3 million people died for our country. Now, that could have been not just being shot, blown up, or whatever, dying from disease and effects of the area. And we've gone from that to where we're prosecuting a war in Iran or any place in the world from an air base 30 miles outside Las Vegas. That's where the drones are. Think about that. And I mean, they're doing, you know, they're lethal weapons, these drones and the armaments they're carrying, and they're launching them and flying them from a shelter there outside Las Vegas.
You'll talk to most veterans. They'll probably say that war is a last resort. Mm-hmm. And do I really like the idea that we're having a war? No. But I know and recite our Constitution to the United States. And the last thing to our posterity. That means we're looking for the future generation. We're supposed to pass on. And if we don't do something, and as a last resort, I don't know how.
You want to leave the world better. Is it safer than it was 2 years ago?
Yes. So
I don't think so. And
well,
I had a most interesting conversation with a friend yesterday who believes that the United States, and he loves the United States, loves his country. He's an immigrant and came here. But over the last 40 or so years, he sees our country going down certain paths of, you know, the silos, you know, how they keep people in silos, the animosity of not being able to talk to each other. He says every great civilization had about 250, 300 years before it came apart.
Right.
Well, we're at that 250 right now. And are we along that same path that another 50, 60, 70 years that we're going to lose our power and all of that?
You look at the history of Rome.
Could be scary. Yeah, look at Rome.
I mean, how they deteriorated.
And it came from within.
Right.
It didn't come from without, even though they were later invaded. It's because of the decisions they made from within. And I'm not saying Trump or Biden or any of that. I'm just talking about the general direction of our country. And those are your elected representatives out there and your bureaucracy that's kind of below the surface. But the media and the, you know, the fact that all of this is the animosity that people have for each other that we shouldn't have.
Yeah. So if you're talking about the media in Vietnam,
oh gosh,
we had a media in a an event we were doing, and the media stated this thing is all messed up because of the media. I mean, they actually said the media messed up the what we were doing, but they did the same thing. I understood. I just heard in Desert Storm. Afghanistan.
Oh, no. This has been going on since there's been newspapers, you know, and the attacks on each other. And this is the one thing that's kind of made the bright spot. The people, newspapers used to say horrible things about people. And newspaper editors would be hunted down and beat McCain's.
Yeah.
And so, people were talking like that about each other. You know, as long back as there was recorded history in the sense of newspapers and all this, oh, Stewart said this, Hamilton said, you know, all of that. They were shooting each other in the streets. So that kind of, believe it or not, is kind of a bright spot because this has been going on a long time, and yet we've still managed to move forward. And that hopefully we'll be able to keep moving forward as a nation and not break into warring states.
If our biggest problem is you have your political ideas. I have mine.
Yeah.
The option is we can discuss it and still be friends.
Why not?
That's the thing. And you're finding that people are going away from that.
It's getting
not
harder.
Not understanding.
Harder.
They're holding.
Okay, Dave, before we leave, because we only got like a minute left. How do people get a hold of you and
thank
the
invets?
And because that's important. You know, we're looking for those war on terror guys. You know, in your 30s and 40s and this to start. It's time to stand up for those veterans in front of
all
you
right.
And the ones coming behind you.
We have a lot of programs. If you like for women or for if you have an interest. I want you to call me and tell me what your interest is, and I can find probably a program that you can fit in support. My phone number is 530-605-8114. E-text it or leave a message because I get lots of phone calls.
Do you have a Facebook page?
No, I do. We do, but I don't have control of it.
Well, you need to have whoever's in control of it so I can link it to my Facebook page.
I'll look into doing that. I try going on X. I don't get anything. So anyway, give me a call, 530-605-8114. That phone number is in California all over.
Okay.
Leave a message or text it and tell me who you are and what you're interested in, and I'll get back to you.
Okay. Hey, yeah, we got a break from the news, and when we come back, Mark Baird's going to tell us the latest about what's happening with that Second Amendment battle at the Ninth Circuit Court, and we'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
I'm John Scott. The Trump administration says the House vote to pass a war powers resolution to limit the president's power and the conflict with Iran will be ineffective.
While Secretary of State Marco Rubio and the Trump administration have maintained,
Operation Epic Fury is concluded. We achieved the objectives of that operation.
Arguing the War Powers Act does not apply, and the president said he's not seeking congressional sign-off.
Nobody's ever asked for it before. It's never been used before. Why should we be different?
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Hezbollah rejecting the latest ceasefire agreement reached between Israel and the Lebanese government, demanding a complete Israeli withdrawal. The announcement came as Israeli strikes killed at least four people and a UN peacekeeper killed in the crossfire. Hezbollah's leader said the agreement's demand that Hezbollah fighters leave southern Lebanon under fire would mean surrender, defeat, and achieving the enemy's goals. The ongoing fighting in Lebanon, where Israeli forces have seized large swaths of the south, threatens efforts to end the Iran war and reopen the Strait of Hormuz. No questions about a fatal bus crash in Virginia last weekend.
A commercial bus crash in Virginia that killed five people and injured dozens of others has raised questions about the driver, the company that employed him, and the overall safety of the industry. It's not yet clear what could have prevented last week's crash. Still, it highlights the inherent dangers whenever a bus or semi-truck crashes into other vehicles. Collision avoidance technology has become standard on many new cars, but commercial buses still lack it despite federal recommendations and proposed regulations to require them. Keith Peters, Washington.
And there's still been no announcement that President Trump plans to attend an NBA Finals game at New York's Madison Square Garden next week. The Knicks lead that series 1-0. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million, you deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
The United Nations calculates nation-sized environmental footprints for AI and data centers in the coming years, and with that, some very large numbers. Correspondent Julie Walker has more in this report.
According to a United Nations University report, the environmental footprint of data centers already rivals some of the world's largest countries. The report also predicts their water and energy use and pollution will double in just 4 years as the use of AI grows. The report issued Wednesday found that last year global data centers used 448 trillion watt hours of electricity, and that electricity produced about 208 million tons of carbon dioxide, about the same amount as Argentina. The study focused on energy use and did not examine the massive amount of water used to cool data centers. I'm Julie Walker.
News and analysis at townhall.com. A legendary football coach is lending support to a college sports bill as two major conferences push back.
Former Alabama football coach Nick Saban has testified in support of a bipartisan bill to overhaul college athletics. Saban told the Senate Commerce Committee Wednesday that it's time to, quote, tap the brakes, end quote, on a system where players can increasingly earn millions of dollars while moving freely between schools. The leaders' committee held the hearings as they push legislation that they hope can break the congressional gridlock over how to regulate college athletics. The SEC and Big Ten opposed the bill and said it, quote, leaves critical issues unresolved. I'm Geffen Coolball.
College football playoff times for this year and the dates have been announced. The games are being played on ABC, ESPN, TNT, and True TV. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. That's our website that you can listen not only to our show, but every show. And of course, we broadcast the Colt 45 games. We've got Friday and Saturday this week, Colt 45s. Ben's here with me. And Ben, I'm going to give you some business right now. I'm giving away two tickets to Taste of Reading. That's right. June 14th from 12 to 4 p.m. Bring valid ID. Food, beer, and wine sampling ticket. That's right. Two tickets. It's going to be June 14th. These are like $60. Yeah, these are $60 tickets. And if you want to go to the Taste of Reading, which, by the way, is an outstanding event, music, I mean, it's got it all. Give us a call, 530-605-4567. You'd be foolish if you didn't. The weather today, sunny and hot with a high near 97. And here come the phone calls. And we only got one line open because we got Mark Baird on the other one. So there. Tomorrow, hot near 97. And there's going to be winds today as high as 23 miles per hour in wind gusts. Now, Saturday starts cooling off, almost 10 degrees cooler, and on Sunday the same. But now Monday, a slight chance of rain and a high near 80. And then Monday and Tuesday, low 80s, and Wednesday, low 80s. So, weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned company started over about 30 years ago by Chuck and Judy Kenny, providing outstanding service to their customers. They have discounts for seniors and veterans and much more. Shasta Gas Propane, you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And on the phone is Mark Baird. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Carl. How are you doing today?
Well, you know, it's Thursday. Thursday is kind of that. You know, it's not, you know, it's Thursday is kind of, it can be really a good day. Since you've asked, or it could just be, you know, yeah.
I think at my age, every day is a blessing. Well, that's the way I
well that is, you know, when you get up, it's great. Day starts off like that. So, and I really enjoy doing the show because people I talk to and the events that we cover and getting you on today, with results and all that. So, yeah, I mean, I enjoy it. Gets my day going good. Yeah.
Good.
Unless I totally screw it up, which has happened a couple times. Anyway,
yeah, I know the feeling.
How are you? How are you? You flew in last night in your own plane, right?
Yeah, we there was only one way for me to do it because I have to go to work day after tomorrow. I have to leave for work, so we hopped in the plane. We went up to Seattle. The weather was pretty nasty on the way, but the plane worked good, so no problem. Got home last night and. Yesterday was an interesting day if you like the circus.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Now, you were at the Ninth Circuit, right?
Yeah, we were in the federal courthouse, of course, in Seattle, Washington,
yeah.
Because everyone knows that would be more expensive and more difficult for California clients and for attorneys who live out of state to get there. So they usually try to make it as expensive and difficult as possible for you to show up, but we got there, everything was fine, and I have to tell you, I was a sheriff's deputy for years and years on drug interdiction and did all kinds of stuff for the sheriff. I still help out sometimes, and I have to say, I've never seen more lion in a courthouse than I did yesterday. in one case.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the lion in there is absolutely monumental. And I was listening to your guest before, and you guys opened a pretty important subject. Why do republics decline and disintegrate? And the answer to that is very simply, there is no moral code and there is no moral compass in the law, and the law cannot be respected because the courts don't respect the law. And it is an interesting phenomena because, for example, the trial court in the Ninth Circuit ordered the judge to uphold the Constitution whether she liked what was in it or not. And then the appellate panel, when I won on the appellate level, the three-judge panel, they made some very interesting statements that the Constitution means what it says it means, that it is not for judges to play with. The Bruin case said the same thing, that the Constitution means what it says it does. And when James Madison sat down and wrote the Bill of Rights, he started with blank paper, with the advice and consent of his peers. He started with a blank piece of paper, and he wrote what he wanted to write. Had he wanted to write, all of enumerated rights will require government permission before their exercise, he could have written that. He could have written anything he wanted, and it probably would have passed. But what he did write was that a well-regulated militia, being necessary for the security of a free state, so an armed populace is necessary for the security of a free state, and the people in Israel know that now. The people in Ukraine know that now. The people in China, it's too late. Mao already got the guns before he killed 70 million of them. The people in Cuba didn't learn, and Castro killed hundreds of thousands of his own people after he disarmed them. Hugo Chavez killed tens of thousands of his own people after he disarmed them. The mullahs in Iran have murdered 50 or 100,000 of their own people after they were disarmed. And so what he wrote was that the right of the people, so the right does not belong to the government. Rights belong to the people. Governments can't have rights. They're inanimate. They're constructs of the people. Only people can have rights. The rights of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Well, in court yesterday, according to the state of California, the state can ban whatever they want as long as the state allows something. If the state allows you something, then they can ban whatever else they want. But in that allowance, you must first ask their permission. And during the time that their permission is being considered and you're jumping through all the hoops and paying all the money and bribing the sheriff, because in some counties you had to bribe the sheriff to get a concealed carry permit.
Which has been proven, that has been proven in court.
Been proven in court two or three times in two or three different jurisdictions. And the bribes weren't small in Santa Clara County. They were 25 grand.
And they went to their political action committee is ended up happening. Yeah. Now, are you saying,
What I'm saying is the state of California thinks you should have to beg their permission, but during the time before permission is granted or not granted, your right to defend yourself is suspended. You don't have it because you don't have that permit yet. And it is banned for you to exercise the Second Amendment in California, Penal Code 25850. No one will carry a loaded weapon in public. So you may not exercise the Second Amendment unless and until the government who took your right from you grants you permission to exercise a limited and very narrow form of that right. That's what they said. That's what the state of California was contending in court yesterday. And I got to tell you, the six judges on the panel were women, and they were all buying it.
Really?
And a couple of the other, I could tell when they walked into court, they were not buying our end of the case. I could see it in their faces the moment they sat down and started asking questions.
You know, we need to take a break right now, Mark, and I got a couple of questions. And one of them's going to be, what is this? I mean, there's probably a concerted, there's probably a dedicated effort by some to disarm us. But I can't think that all of them are like that. There's some of them that think that, oh gosh, if we have guns everywhere, more people will be killed, no matter what the statistics say. there is a group that says, if we take their guns away, we can do more. I mean, you know, and I don't know, you know, how high up that goes, but I'm sure it goes, obviously, to the federal level. And so when we get back, continue telling us what happened at court yesterday, because this is brand new news. It's all right here today. So, okay. Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting, and we're talking workers' compensation here, if you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials, insurance companies denying it, they're making, you know, dragging things out when they shouldn't be, then you need some help. You need some help from somebody that knows what he's doing, and that's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. You're going to talk to Patrick. He's a straight shooter. I've known Patrick for five or six years now. He's not going to give you anything that's not straight scoop. You know, work injuries can be life-changing for you and your family. Get help from an expert, Patrick Gorman, 530-262-2168. Go to Gorman Comp Law. That's Gorman Comp, C-O-M-P, law.com. He's there. He's going to help you. And he's, like I said, this man has built the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento over the last 4 or 5 years because he knows what he's doing and he fights for his clients. And we'll be right back with Mark Baird.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisader locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 19th annual Taste of Reading 2026. Sunday, June 14th from noon until 4 p.m. at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great lines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages while listening to the Billies, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
Has there ever been a more perfect pair than bacon and beer? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino's 12th annual Bacon and Brew Fest and put that fact to the test. On June 19th, experience a delightful fusion of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts while savoring local brews and tapping your feet to live music. Tickets are just $40 plus fee. For details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies. And if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studio, it's KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're calling in the box, streaming live on KCNRradio.com. We'll be broadcasting the Colt 45 games Friday and Saturday this week. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has something called Fast Track. For non-life-threatening emergencies, use Fast Track to reserve an ER treatment time. Wait from the comfort and safety of your home. Just go to ShastaRegional.com, click on Fast Track, and what it'll do, ask you a few questions, make sure it's not life-threatening, you know, chest pain, bleeding, or things like that, because then they'll tell you to just come in right now. But if it's for those gastro or other things, and you can set up a time to come in and be seen. That's called Fast Track at ShastaRegional.com. I'm on the phone with Mark Baird, and he was just up in Seattle in front of six justices this time?
No, 11.
Oh, you got them all.
Oh, yeah. Well, not all of them, because there are 29.
Oh, okay.
You got what the Ninth Circuit calls an en banc panel, which is a randomly drawn pool of judges, which just happens to be overweighted with liberals.
Now, Mark, what exactly was the lawsuit? Because if you look it up, you've got it's like 150 notations when you look it up on Google.
The lawsuit is we were declaring that we allege and we declare that the Penal Code sections 25850 and 26350 are unconstitutional because they ban the open carry of a loaded weapon anywhere in California and the open carry of an unloaded weapon, pistol, meaning pistol.
Uh-huh.
25850 is any weapon, but 26350 is the unloaded carry of any pistol openly in the state of California. We allege that those two statutes are unconstitutional and they need to be enjoined or stricken, one or the other.
Right.
And the court consistently refuses to answer that question, and even the en banc panel yesterday, they went immediately to footnote number 9 in Bruin. And it's funny because these judges are such liars, and the people in the state of California are such connivers that they are trying to push this case into, well, he just doesn't want to get a license to concealed carry. That's not the case. Concealed carry is irrelevant to me. If someone wants a license to concealed carry, the process is plain. If you want to follow the steps and jump through the hoops, it's your business. What I allege is that people have rights. Rights don't require permission. Permissions do not constitute rights. They constitute permissions that you must beg from the very government that has such disdain for the enumerated right codified in the Second Amendment that the governor called it a suicide pact. I mean, there's no secret that California hates the Second Amendment. It's no secret that the Ninth Circuit Court hates the Second Amendment. So our issue is, do the people of the state of California have the right to lawfully walk outside their home with their weapon for the peaceful purpose of self-defense? I'm talking about lawful citizens, no one with 922 prohibitors, no felons, no nothing, just We kept this as narrow as possible.
The vast majority, in other words, the vast majority of the Californians are law-abiding citizens.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And even our even the judge. Well, how do we know who's law-abiding? Well, if you're not a criminal, you're law-abiding. And the way these judges love to spin this is, well, aren't you innocent until proven guilty? Well, if that's the case, then why in the Second Amendment are you guilty until you prove yourself innocent of being a criminal? So our question is simple. Do the people of California have the right to carry their weapon in self-defense for the peaceful purpose of self-defense, or don't we? And the judge and those judges kept pushing, well, you could get a license. You could. And footnote number 9 says, the Supreme Court says, they don't have any problem with shall issue licenses. But what they always leave out intentionally is they don't have any problem with shall issue licenses that are really shall issue, which does not quite cover California, for concealed carry. We're not asking to concealed carry. The right of the Second Amendment is to walk out your door openly carrying your weapon for the peaceful purpose of self-defense. And what my attorney said and kept saying, the state has no proof. They can name no statute, no law, no historical anecdote, no historical analog where openly carrying a weapon was restricted, permitted, banned, or anything. It does not exist. In 1791, the founders wrote down the Second Amendment. They knew what they were writing. They wrote it in a language everyone can understand. You have the absolute right to defend yourself with a personal weapon that you carry that is fully functional and loaded anywhere you want to go, anytime you want to go there. Now, we understand that there are prohibitors, that we're not talking about some of those Alice's Rabbit Trail special places or whatever. We're talking about the basic right. And the state of California says you only have the ability to ask the government's permission to exercise the right, and my attorney also made it very plain, there is no enumerated right that requires permission except the Second Amendment. None. And so how do you justify that constitutionally? Well, the judge's footnote number 9, in 1850, one southern state banned black people from carrying openly, in order to keep them disarmed. And in California in 1967, when black people protested with weapons, California banned open carry. So these Democrats that are in charge, champions of the people that they are, they hate the fact that minorities can arm themselves too, and they've done everything to stop it. But now you have to be careful with this minority thing, because that pendulum's always swinging. And now the minority is you, because you're a conservative. And they don't want you to have rights. They don't. They want absolute control of every breath you take, every step you make. And if you're armed, you have independence from government control.
You know, the thing that, and what you're talking about in 67, and that was based on Black Panthers, down in Sacramento. And the weapons were not loaded, from the way I understand. I could be wrong, but that's what I've read several places. And what it did was it scared people. So let's just take away the right. And they were looking at it from black people. And just like the other one they had, it was to take away the rights of blacks to defend themselves during a very, very volatile time in our country. And whether and they said, well, they're there to intimidate, whatever the reason was. But then they passed the laws so that law-abiding citizens can't defend themselves. Now, how many states out there right now? I think it's 28 states have
29.
I knew there's maybe another one that had joined. 29 states have constitutional carry.
Yes.
And they
29 states have constitutional carry, and that means they can carry without a permit, concealed or openly, however they want to, just the way the Constitution meant them to do. Now, the state's expert witness in my case, when my attorney asked him, are you familiar with the term constitutional carry? He lied, and he said, no, I'm not.
The state said that?
The state said, we don't know what that means.
How could they?
So,
okay, never mind. Because well, that's gone to court. That's gone to court, and so I mean, and that seems like would be kind of one of the main questions on this, you know. And they're saying they've never heard of it before.
Yeah, and they reject the notion because the state's opening brief in this en banc was, children will be terrified and the fabric of society will unravel. Well, I was a child when my dad opened carried and I wasn't terrified. I'm a police officer. I was a police officer, and when I saw a gun, I wasn't terrified. And in the 162 years that California had constitutional carry, I don't remember the fabric of society unraveling. I was a Californian then. These things are just manufactured lies in order to accomplish a goal, which the majority of this panel will buy off on. I can tell by their arguments. Now, toward the end, a few of them started to turn because we kept reiterating, this has nothing to do with your licensing scheme. Your licensing scheme is yours. Whoever is susceptible to that has the ability to go through the process. You're not allowing or disallowing anything there. You're simply stealing money and controlling people, but that's irrelevant to me. What I want is a right to carry. And you can prove, and what Bruin said was, if the conduct that I seek to do is covered by the plain text of the Second Amendment, then that conduct is presumptively constitutional, and the proof falls to the government 100% to prove that there are historic laws dating back to 1791 that prohibit the conduct that I seek. They did not prove that. They have nothing. They showed no such statute, no such law, no such widely accepted tradition that people were banned from openly carrying loaded weapons, because there are none. They cannot prove their point because there is no proof, because there were no restrictions on the open carry of a loaded weapon, or concealed for that matter, in 1791. But our case is about open. And a judge said, well, does that mean that concealed couldn't have a license? And my attorney was very careful. She said, Your Honor, our case is about open carry. Yeah, in my opinion, it means that concealed shouldn't be licensed either, but that's not the point I'm making. That's not the argument we're making. We're making the argument that the state has not proven its case. They have not produced one single analog to a ban on open carry that dates from 1791 or 1868 when the 14th was ratified, or any time until the 20th century, which is well outside the founding period and not applicable. You cannot use public safety. Bruin said so. That's interest balancing. And the interest of the people is always to preserve their enumerated rights. It is never to preserve the government's right to deny you your rights. And so you can't interest balance. In fact, Judge Thomas said the Second Amendment is interest balancing between the people and the government to preserve the liberty of the people.
Okay.
You cannot use public safety. Bruin specified that because the Second Amendment is not the only enumerated right that implicates public safety. I mean, you can start a heck of a riot with the First Amendment and people could get killed. But the First Amendment requires no permission. So you can't use public safety, you can't use interest balancing. That is black and white from the United States Supreme Court, and yet the Ninth Circuit uses it every time.
Okay. We're here with Mark Baird, who's been fighting the battle for us to have our Second Amendment rights that were guaranteed by our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. We've got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Subway and old Lucky Miller's. Has been my barbershop of choice since 07 when I found it. Never gone to another place, never had a bad haircut. And never had a time that I went in there that I didn't feel welcome and just enjoy myself while I'm getting a haircut. And you know what? You should be able to go in, sit down, get a great haircut, enjoy yourself, walk out, and feel like, yeah, that was a good experience. Well, that's Cypress Square Barbershop. You can make appointments there, too, so it works on your schedule by calling them at 530-244-9478 or go to Booksy. Go to Reading and go to Cypress Square Barbershop and set yourself up at time. They send you an email reminding you of it, confirming your reservation, all that kind of stuff. It's not a hair salon. No, it's a barbershop. They shave around your ears, the back of your neck. It's just a Yeah, it's a barbershop, and you will enjoy it. It's Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back after these messages with Mark Baird talking about how the state of California just continues to overreach.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Big action comes in small packages. Join us Saturday, June 20th in the Wind River Event Center.
For a night of high-flying, heavy-hitting action,
we are bringing back the pro athletes from Micromania.
Tickets start at just $20 plus fees.
These micro athletes may be short in stature, but they are giants in the world of entertainment.
Keeping you on your feet, screaming from the opening bell to the main event.
For all the details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at kcnrradio.com. 97 today with wind gusts as high as 23 miles per hour. Tomorrow, 97, then it starts cooling down after that. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. And we're here with Mark Baird, who is a local guy, military, law enforcement, firefighter, but he flies the planes. You know what? I always find that fascinating. And one of these days, we're going to have you come in and talk about that for an hour.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Ever since I saw
everybody that knows me knows I have a really hard time talking about planes.
Ever since I saw the movie, gosh, it goes back to the 40s, A Man Named Joe or something like that, or A Guy Named Joe, and then they remade it with, Dreyfus, and, you know, but, and he, you know, he was a firefighter flying the, dropping loads, and, you know.
It was actually filmed partially at the fire tanker base in Roswell, New Mexico.
Yeah, okay. Now, okay, I'm just going to ignore that. Now let's go back to the case. And we're talking about the case that Mark's been pursuing over the years. Finally got in front of how many lawyers? 9?
Oh, 11. 11? Well, the state brought 2 lawyers. And let me tell you, they had probably about 60 pounds of paper with them.
Yeah.
I mean, they had sheaves and reams of documents with little sticky notes all over them. And it's funny because the deflection and the denial is like a like an alcoholic trying to defend his habit. You know, but even though these laws were racial, they were laws, and so that's proof that the state can regulate one form of carry as long as they allow another form of carry, and they were I don't know, is the term grabbing at straws bring anything to mind, but that's what they were doing.
Okay. All right. So they've made the ruling.
Well, the way I see it, and I'm trying to be objective here, as objective as I can, because, you know, you leave that thing and you're more than a little bit upset when you watch a judge lie. And you know he's lying, and he knows he's lying, or he or she knows she's lying. What happened was when my attorney, Amy Bellantoni, started her oral argument, you could see that she was 2 seconds into it, and the first judge interrupted her and asked a question. You know, well, yeah, but don't you think that footnote number 9, you know, and so I thought, aha, I was right. They're going to hang their hat. They're going to build an entire case off one footnote in the Bruin decision, which is proof that a lawyer can make a battleship out of a sewing needle if he throws enough spaghetti at it, you know. And so
I like the way you clean that. I like the way you clean that up.
Yeah.
For radio.
so she kept going, and she got her point across, and these judges were having none of it. They were not having, well, yeah, but. But he could get a license, but there are licenses available, but this is about the license, isn't it? And she was very patient. She never lost her temper. She said, no, it's not about the license. This is about criminal penalties and 2 penal code statutes attached to the exercise of an enumerated right, and that is unconstitutional, and the state of California cannot and has not proven otherwise. So then the state gets up, and they're saying all the things the panel wants to hear, except for a few of the judges were starting to push back now. Judge Lee, for example, is an outstanding and shining example of a judge who actually respects the Constitution. And he asked the state one question. He said, okay, so what you're saying is the state can just totally outlaw open carry if they want to. And as long as they say you could get a license, and he said, and don't you think that you should pay some deference to the fact that historically there's no proof to support your contention? And the state's attorney, well, no, Your Honor, I don't think so. You know, he looked him right in the face and said, no, I don't think we ought to respect the Constitution. I think we could be able to do whatever we want as long as we allow the people to think they have the ability to do something. But now towards the end, then she did very wisely reserve 10 minutes for a rebuttal at the end of the state's deal. So she shortened her oral argument by 10 minutes to be able to rebut the state's points. And when she got up, she did a very good job of that. And at the end in that rebuttal, I could see that she was changing some minds, because a couple of the judges interrupted her and asked her questions, and she answered them very succinctly. No, the Second Amendment is not a permission, it's a right. Rights don't require permission. And the judge was asking her questions, and a few of the others you could see were really paying attention to that part of it. And she then again at the close said the state has utterly and completely failed
to prove its case according to the Supreme Court's holding. She said footnote number 9 is just dicta. That's just people talking about something later on. The holding of the court is if this conduct is covered by the plain text, it is constitutional, and the government hasn't proven otherwise. So then, the chief judge and another woman said, well, okay, the case is under submission, and thank you to the parties for showing up. And so we went into the
thanks for showing up.
Yeah, basically, thanks everybody for showing up.
I know you're paraphrasing, but it's like,
yeah, a little bit, but not much.
Hey, thanks for coming in here and spending $100,000 with us. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the chief judge was a little dismissive, I thought, but she was patently against this. You could see it in her face. I mean, her eyes were dripping venom when she was hearing about people who actually have the right to do something without government permission. That's not in her wheelhouse. Nor is it in many wheelhouses in that panel. And remember, 100% of the time that the people win a Second Amendment case, the en banc panel reverses it. 100% of the time. What is the only reason to take a case en banc if you don't like the way it turned out before and you want to overturn it? So 100% of the time you lose, the people lose. We will lose this, I'm sure of it. I don't know what the vote will be, and that doesn't matter. If you lose, you lose. So we will be going to the Supreme Court, which is a very expensive proposition. And before we sign off, I'd like to throw out a shameless plug to get money from people.
Okay, well, we got to take a break, and we'll use that in that last segment to talk about that. Plus, okay. I have another question for you. It has maybe something to do with this, but if you listened to the show earlier, we were talking about our great civilizations. I want to get your take on that, too.
I did.
We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Reading Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild and Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Everybody calls us Alliance.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us 2212-642.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
It's time to settle up and ride west.
Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage.
Friday, July 24th.
Rising fast and bringing his signature sound.
Ian brings the west to the rest.
Tickets are just $60 plus fees.
But they won't last long, so don't wait.
Make it a country night to remember.
Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket.
Get off those boots.
Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. We like to think we're standing up for our Constitution, our Bill of Rights here. When I hear that somebody's going to be appointed to like Supreme Court that's a constitutionalist, it just makes my heart flutter with joy, as opposed to somebody that thinks the Constitution and our Bill of Rights is a living document that can be changed. Anyway, I think I've got somebody on the line that kind of feels the same way. His name's Mark Baird. Mark's been leading the charge for our Second Amendment for years now. Just was up at the MPONC panel of 11 judges up in Seattle talking about the right to carry openly. That's a right. That's not a gift. That's a right. But it didn't look good when you finished, right, Mark?
No, I'm being honest here. We won't win that vote. Maybe it'll be close. Maybe it won't. I don't know. But
doesn't make any
it's
difference.
Irrelevant. If you lose, you lose. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we will be going to the Supreme Court to vindicate that right. And it's very important that we were talking just a minute ago about the Republic and how republics crumble and crash around themselves. And that, the Roman Empire was one of those things. And that's where the expression actually crossing the Rubicon came from, when Caesar crossed the Rubicon with troops and entered the capital and took over the government and declared himself a dictator.
But it doesn't have to happen
by military force.
No.
Alex de Tocqueville said in 1828 that the American Republic will endure until the very day that Congress discovers that it can bribe the public with their own money. And so, and Ben Franklin, when he was, he was talking to Elizabeth, I forget her last name now, in fact, because he was staying in her boarding house, and she asked him, "Mr. Franklin, what have you given us today?" And he says, "A republic, if you can keep it." And that's the problem for us. If you don't know where you came from, if you don't know what your history and your values are, then you won't know who you are now. And if you don't know who you are now and what's important, then you certainly won't know where you're going to go next. And you can go to the wrong place very easily because you're easily led. And you have no foundation. And the Bible says a house built on stone will endure. A house built on sand will blow down in the first wind and wash away. Even the story of the three little pigs, the one that built his house out of rock made it. The one that built their house out of straw and wood didn't make it.
No, nope, they became lunch and dinner. Okay,
that's
now
right.
This costs money. I mean, any way you look at it, this costs money.
Yep.
And you fight in this, and you're gonna you need financial help on this from the citizens that believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Yes,
probably. You know what? You also need money from people that think that, you know, oh no, they're, this is, I don't agree with this. However, comma, it isn't, you know, it isn't your Bill of Rights. Then I am going to donate. So how do people help you out with this?
There are two ways. So we have a website, and it is to keep and bear, all lowercase, tokeepandbear.com. And there's a donate button there, tokeepandbear.com. And then also, send a check to Pecan, P-E-C-A-N. On the memo line, put 2A, because Pecan handles money for a lot of causes, and we want to make sure it goes into the correct account. And the address for that is 1304 East Street, Unit 110. That's 1304 East Street, Unit 110, Redding, California, 96001. And be sure to put 2A on the memo line. And I just want to say thank you, because the people of Shasta County, Siskiyou County, Tehama, and Glenn have been very, very good at helping out with this. And the big part's about to begin, because the Supreme Court is not a cheap day. And, we have
no.
The publications alone, just to bind and publish all the booklets that they require, is going to be pretty big money. And then going to the Supreme Court's not going to be cheap either. And cause that's in Washington, D.C. So, but, you know, we can win this, because our case is clear. It is very narrow. There's a good chance the Supreme Court will take it, because it's not convoluted at all. This is a very simple question with no other confusing factors. In other words, like the Rahimi case, Rahimi was beating the heck out of his wife. That was pretty tough for the justices to decide. But this is very clean. Do we have rights or don't we? Do the people of the United States have to beg permission from the very government who would strip them of their rights prior to exercising those rights? That's the question. That's the only question before the court, and that's the only question we want an answer to. Do we actually have rights, or do we not? Because if we don't, then it's time to look for self-help. Then it's time to alter. Because, look, government has one function: secure the rights of the governed. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal. They were endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. That to secure these rights, governments were instituted among men. When government fails at these ends, it is our right and our responsibility to alter or abolish that government and begin anew. And I'm paraphrasing at the end because it's too long. California has the same thing, Article 1, Section 1. We were born free and independent, and as such, we enjoy certain inalienable rights. Among those are protecting life and property. And that goes on and on, too. In Article 2, Section 1, California Constitution, government was instituted for our good, not the other way around. The preamble to the California Constitution is, we, the people of the state of California, grateful to Almighty God for our freedom, that to secure and perpetuate its blessings, we establish this Constitution. These things are clear. They're not secrets to anyone who is educated in who we were and where we came from. Thousands, if not millions, of men and women have suffered in wars and died and are buried all over the world to support the concept of liberty and freedom of the individual from government persecution and government tyranny. I fought for it. You fought for it. My grandfather, my father, my great-grandfather, my great-great-grandfather learned at the point of a bayonet at Antietam Creek that the Constitution is the law. I mean, these things are not a secret if we bother to know them, but we must act now, because this liberty is in danger. The concept of constitutional republic is in danger from the government and from the courts. I would have never thought that in my lifetime, but this is the truth. These judges do not like you to have rights. They do not want you to think independently. They do not want you to act independently, because they do not trust the very people who pay their salary to do what's right.
Okay. Very succinctly put. And we're in our last minute. So, one more time, if you want, you're able to donate. It's, you go to tokeepandbear.com.
Yeah.
.com. Okay. Yes. Tokeepandbear. That's it. Or you can send a check to Pecan. Put Second Amendment on the memo line, and it goes to 1304 East Street, right here in Reading, 9601. So, hey, Mark, thanks a lot for fighting a good fight. And
well, God bless you, Carl, and thank you for the work that you do, and please keep it up. We need it.
Well, you know what? We love this country. And one of the things when I talk to people that are much smarter than I am, and it's the way I learn things. And I get different takes on different things. But one thing everybody's kind of agreeing on that I talk to, no matter which side of the fence you are, is that our republic is in trouble. And we don't want to end up like Rome or many others that did not last. And it all came from within. So we've got to understand our Constitution. We have to understand our Bill of Rights. And we have to stand up for them. So thanks a lot, Mark, for everything you do.
We can do the right thing. It's a choice.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, thank you very much. Hey, tomorrow, speaking of that, Assemblywoman Heather Hedwick's going to join us, among a few other people. So